BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you, Hannah?
I'm very, very well, thank you. How are you?
I am very good. How can I help?
Well, I watched your fantastic award-winning Radio 1 movie.
Yes, it was the winner at the Carlisle International Film Festival, or CIFF.
Fantastic. And even more excitingly, I'm actually one of the stars of your movie.
Who are you then?
I was one of the girls blowing out the candles.
Oh, yeah, because what we had was, if you've not seen the movie yet, go online and watch it. It's on my pages, on the Radio 1 website. Lots of people with birthdays blowing out candles on cakes, that's part of the film. And then on the screen appeared what they wished for as well, so they could have like a wish. What was your wish?
My wish was that my boyfriend proposed to me.
Oh, you're the one that looks like you're kind of about to really, really eat the cake.
I really wanted to eat that cake, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's cool. So you watched the film. Has your boyfriend seen it?
He has, yes.
And?
Well, 2 weeks later, or a week and a half later, he surprised me and took me off to Chamonix in the French Alps and proposed to me on top of a mountain.
Yes!
Yay!
That's so good!
Yes! So thanks to your movie, I've now got a beautiful diamond ring on my finger.
This couldn't be better, could it?
No, I thank you so much.
So you're an actual engaged now?
I'm actually engaged, yes.
All thanks to the Radio 1 movie.
All thanks to you guys. You'll get invites to the wedding now.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you to you.
We'll have to film you, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
That can be the next movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Two.
We've already got the plot now for the movie too.
There you go.
Thanks so much, Hannah. I'm really pleased. That's really lovely.
Thanks so much.
Have a Merry Christmas.
And to you too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
That is so good.
Aww.
So sweet. If you haven't seen the Radio 1 movie yet, you'll see the bit where there's loads of people blowing out candles and birthday cakes. And Hannah was the one that wished her boyfriend would propose. And now he has. You can still see it. The Radio 1 movie is available on my pages. Click on my face on the website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, so that's really cool. I'm really pleased about that. Hannah's wish, when she blew out the candles on the Radio 1 movie, came true. She wanted her boyfriend to propose, and he has. All because of our film. Now, I'm hoping some of the other wishes for the people blowing out the candles on the film also come true. Wasn't there someone that wanted a dog?
Yes, a little boy.
Well, you know, Christmas is coming and all that. Hopefully Santa will be, you know, you never know. Then there was a boy who wanted a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm expecting him to ring up every day now, any day, and go, hi, Scott, yeah, all the chocolate's arrived. I've never got that lifetime supply thing.
Yeah, if you read the small print, it's normally, like, what an average person would eat, not what me and you would eat.
Oh.
Because if you read, like, a year's supply of ice cream is only one tub a week.
Well, that's
it's like
rubbish.
If you read the small print, it's like 52 tubs. It's like, no,
no,
that's not a
year's could get through that in a day.
Exactly. And, yeah, so a lifetime supply is calculated at probably, like,
thin
one
people.
Per week. Yeah, and almost.
Right. Weird.
So that's probably 52 bars times 25.
Because one of my friends won a competition once, like, in the back of the paper to win a lifetime supply of coffee. And he did get a lot, but I wouldn't say, like, that would be enough to keep you going for a whole, like, rest of your life until you're 85.
Also, hasn't it got a use-by date?
Oh, yeah.
Do they just send it all to you in one go? Or
it looked like it.
Or can you keep asking for more?
No, his shed was, like, brimming with coffee. It was just coffee. That was
That's
it.
That's more of an annoyance than a prize.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, God. I've completely forgotten about what I'm about to play you. We've had some great people on the show this year, some big stars. And we're going to play you just a few of our favourites now. Starting off with a really very awkward moment with Nicki Minaj. What were we thinking here? Like, was this your idea? I think it was. I'm blaming you anyway.
I can't remember what we did.
Well, you're going to want to cover your ears any second.
Oh, the theme tune.
Yes.
Oh.
We gave her a theme tune.
Yeah.
I don't even know why.
Yeah, I think this was my idea. In hindsight, I probably wouldn't do it again.
No.
If she came back.
So here is that cringe moment with one of the biggest rappers in the world.
Two, three, four.
Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I've got out of time now. This is embarrassing.
Nicki Minaj. Right, stop.
Oh,
that's it.
No, can I tell you something? That just gave me life.
Yeah?
Do you know what that just did to me?
Mm-hmm. I can't believe we did it.
I know. How embarrassing for everybody.
I need that as my ringtone.
We can sort that out for you, Nicki Minaj.
Okay, send me that for my ringtone, you guys, right, please.
Okay. No worries.
Ashton Kutcher.
What it do, nephew?
How are you?
I'm great.
With Becky's hair, she's wearing a cowboy hat. Because what happened was, she always does her hair real nice, and today it went frizzy in the rain. Too much product on it to try and save the frizz, and now she's wearing a
hat.
Did
you not have an umbrella?
No, and it did look like this. Before I put the hat on, are you ready? Just showing.
Were you leaving the house like that on purpose?
No, that was a mistake. That's how it went in the rain.
But why? What were you doing? Were you, like, trying to, like...
It's just the rain and how it went.
It just... The rain just did that?
Yeah.
But doesn't the rain usually, like, make your hair go down instead of up?
Not out.
But once it had dried, it went like that.
What did you dry it with?
I didn't. It had to dry naturally. Oh. So, anyway, I've got the
You look like you
hat.
Just got off a roller coaster.
Anyway.
Fantastic.
So...
I like the hat, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you.
Well, you saw loads of those at the Super Bowl, didn't you, a couple of days ago?
Yeah, some. Not. I don't know. It's kind of going out of fashion in Dallas. Yeah, I just didn't see it. I thought I'd see a lot more.
But you did see George Bush.
I did see George Bush. He was sitting in front of me.
I know.
I don't think he's very happy with me.
Really? Why?
I don't know. He just was not very nice to me.
Well, what did he say?
I don't know. He just kind of snubbed me a little bit. I think I said some, like, mean things during the election about him, and I feel like he probably doesn't like me very much.
Was he just ignoring you?
Kind of more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Bit rude.
Just curt.
Did he actually acknowledge you? Did he go, hello, Ashton? Howdy, Ashton.
No, he just said,
Did he go,
Yeah, he just kind of did one of those. I was, like, almost like a burp.
Did he have an angry face?
Yeah, kind of like I need to poop face.
Oh,
like,
he does, you know, like, in this picture.
Yeah,
he kind of turned around and really just sort of gave me like this scowl,
angry face.
Well, he's
poop face.
No, he's got a BlackBerry and he's doing like messaging. So inside the booth, nobody's messaging worked except for his.
Really?
And I was sitting over his shoulder, like trying to see what he was writing.
Amazing.
And then he turned around, did a poop face, and went.
Yeah, he just kind of turned around and goes. Like he was like pushing one out. It just looked like he was. I don't know.
To be fair, yeah, you it can does argue look like with that in the picture.
No, you
yeah,
can't.
And so then I just ignored him.
Good.
I don't think he cares.
I'm ignoring you, George Bush.
I'm ignoring you, former president. I'm an actor.
And Billy Piper is here. We're just hanging out and having a chat like we do. Are you any good at French, by the way?
No.
Oh. Because it's revision week this week on Radio 1.
I heard that.
Yeah, awful.
Sorry. How horrible. And in the sun as well.
Were you any good at languages or anything? Because there's loads of people revising. And because it's revision week, you know, maybe
yeah,
you
yeah.
Some tips.
Oh, I know. No, everything I know is filthy, so I can't say it.
In French?
No, in Welsh. It's not anyone doing a GCSE in Welsh. Come to me.
Okay.
French I can't help you with.
Why do you know filthy words in Welsh? Is that from your time on Doctor Who?
On the Doctor, yeah. The Doctor Who. So.
From your time on the Doctor.
Bless him.
Bless him.
Yeah, we lived there for 9 months of every year.
Yeah.
So we'd obviously pick up a bit of the lingo.
When you were doing your GCSEs, weren't you a pop star?
Yeah, but I have a confession. I didn't actually do them.
At all?
No, I didn't do them.
Did someone else do them for you?
I think I did a bit of coursework and various...
Hang on a second. How have you managed to get out of doing your exams?
I was touring. I was singing day and night 12 times a day.
Oh, God.
Classic.
Don't knock it.
Don't knock it. I was busy. I was singing for my supper.
I know.
Or honey, miming.
You were miming. You were miming for your supper. Honey to the bee.
You see?
I like it that you didn't do any exams, Billy. It's real.
It's really helpful.
It's really helpful here on it's revision
for,
week.
Yeah. Good for morale. Listen, guys. Yeah, good luck. Just good luck.
Good luck. It's really tough, and I
how would you know?
I know. I don't. You're barking up the wrong tree.
But good luck anyway.
Good luck.
We're calling this person who's outside.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You all right?
Hi, Emily.
Emily, listen, you've got one question for One Direction. I'm putting you on the spot here. What's your question?
Liam, babe, will you marry me?
Oh, I thought it was going to be that.
What was the question? Liam, will you marry her?
Yes. Okay, there we are. Bye.
Wow. Who did I marry?
Emily.
Oh, it's happened again.
Same, I know. That's so weird because obviously when you phone a fan like that and it's quite, they don't know that it's going to happen, no one can ever think of a good question.
Yeah.
So they just go to the default question, which is, will you marry me?
And now I'm married.
If you are standing outside Radio 1 right now, be prepared with a question. Don't say, will you marry me or will you go out with me? Think of an actual good question. Okay, here we go. One more. This could go horrible. Oh, God. Hello?
Hello, it's Grace.
You're through to One Direction. You've got one question. What is it?
Yeah,
okay. Hello? What's your question, babes?
Hello, question. Why are you so
fit? There we are. Thanks for calling. Happens every time.
Why are you so fit?
I can't think of anything. Why are you so fit? Robbie Savage is here. Hi.
Hello, Scott.
How does training for Strictly compare to training for being a Premiership footballer?
Strictly training is much harder. As a footballer, you do an hour a day.
Every day?
No, to be fair, when I was at Derby, you used to have a Sunday and a Thursday off. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you'd have an hour a day. And then Saturday you'd play your game.
Oh, I thought it would be more than an hour.
What do footballers do during the day then? Because I thought they were always just playing football. Do they not? No. They're just sat home watching TV.
An hour and a half top. So for instance, my day at Derby would have been leave at 8, get there for 9:30, have a massage.
This is brilliant.
I want to be. How do you get to be a footballer? What else do you do?
It's about my talent.
Have a massage.
This is brilliant.
Then you train for an hour. Then you'll have your lunch, you know, 3-course meal because the food's important. Then you'll go home and that's it.
That's brilliant. So and you go and watch your really massive TV in your big mansion.
Yeah.
Big Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is here at Radio 1. Hello.
Can you be my...
What do you do?
I've heard that you want to open a chain of shops. Is this true?
Yeah, Snooper Markets.
Brilliant.
You know.
Because you did a range of stuff for pets, didn't you?
Yeah, the Snoop Dogg pet clothing line. I made some clothes for the dogs, the little baby dogs, you know what I'm saying? Because the dog need a jacket too.
It does. Can you get Snoop Dogg dolls?
Yeah, I have action figures as well.
Action figures. What else can you get?
We're putting together some Snoop Dogg ice cream now, Snoop Scoops.
Do you think of the name first and then the product, or...?
It usually all comes together like a puzzle, baby.
There's so much you could do with it, isn't there?
Yeah. The Snoop Dogg foot-long hot dogs.
Is that happening?
It's called a Snoop Dogg. I just want to make
you sweat. Some of our best guests. I think we should do some more later in the week because there's so many.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I've actually locked all the Christmas food in my house away now in an actual lockable cupboard.
Have honestly, you?
Yes, I have.
Who's got the key?
My flatmate, because I don't want to touch any of that now. It's not even Christmas yet. And I've eaten pretty much all of it.
After you had your gammon steak last night, did you go back and raid it?
Yeah. Yes, I did. So I'm like, seriously, I left the key on the side today. I'm like, take this, please.
Christmas bonbon?
I had everything. I had fluffy ruffs. I had everything.
Did you have the crispy owl?
Large Max, yeah. It was all on. But not anymore. Don't give me that key till Christmas Eve.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris Smith off the news.
Hey.
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 Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas
to
you.
Hey. You know our news music for Newsbeat on Radio 1?
Yeah.
Can I give some constructive criticism?
Please do.
I don't think it's dramatic enough.
Share?
Well, you sound dramatic. You sound like hard-hitting news.
Always.
But it's just a bit... I mean, I think it could be more... dramatic.
Okay.
Now, there's a radio station in Germany that I think has just the right kind of urgent, dramatic news music.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you don't have to be able to speak German to realise what's happening here, But in the new year, I think Radio 1 Newsbeat should sound more like this. All right? So listen to the urgency of the music. Here we go.
Es ist 2 Uhr.
Nachrichten. Mit Daniela Kruschwitz.
Nordkorea stimmt internationalen Atomkontrollen zu. Israel für Friedensvertrag mit Jordanien bereit. Familientragödie in Osnabrück. Die USA und... Die US... Wir hatten leider eben eine technische Panne.
We're having a few technical problems.
Oh, I think I managed to translate that.
I love that.
That's brilliant. I want that noise. Well, like dropping the bomb.
Really cut her off.
Yeah.
So that's what we need Newsbeat to sound like in 2012, I think.
Radio 1, Neues Beat.
Thank you to Steve for sending us that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the gift that everybody wants for Christmas, but it won't be in anyone's Christmas stocking this year. The only place you can get it is on BBC Radio 1, Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's 24 years at the tap end. Hey, Chris.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I was in Bluewater shopping at the weekend and somebody was like, "Where's Chris? I love them tap end stories." I was like, "Well, he doesn't come everywhere with me."
Most places.
Yeah, I was going to say, 98% of the time he's with you.
Okay, Chris, what you got today?
So I thought we'd go to my 15th year at the tap end.
All right.
Today. Do you know what I worked out? I was looking at how long an average book is so that, see kind of where my progress with this is so far in terms of actually making a book.
Right.
I've worked out we only really need about 15, 20 more of these to have a full-on book.
Really?
Which isn't that much.
So what's this about today?
Well, 15th year at the tap end. It was quite an eventful year in my life. I'll take you there right now, if you like.
Okay, so...
Such some weird magical journey.
Sit back. Relax.
I'm going to strap myself in.
Strap yourself in for the next instalment of 24 years at the tap end. The story of Chris's life... in autobiography form.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Although it was a holiday, it was also one of those holidays that felt a lot like a school trip. I was boarding the plane, my destination, Mainz, in Germany, for the first leg, the away leg, of my German exchange.
Haven't we talked a bit about your German exchange before?
We have done, I think, briefly, yeah.
Why was that? Can't remember.
I didn't really get on with my German exchange,
oh,
as
yes,
you'll soon find
you
out.
Oh, yes, you hated him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hate's a strong word, but yeah, I did. We had been paired with people our German teachers thought we would get on with, and in my hand I held a document containing important information about my exchange called Andreas. I couldn't help but feel that pairing me up with him just because my favourite food was sausage and mash was a bit of a flimsy link, and also dangerous.
Is that the only reason they thought you'd get on well?
Well, because they do that. They try and pair you so that you're with someone you like. But ultimately, there's not that many people involved. So they're just trying to find ways to pair you. It's like all these kind of exchanges. So I ended up with someone purely based on my favourite food question. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, you're basically going over to Germany, to a foreign land, and being put with a family for a week based on sausage.
They take sausages very seriously,
yeah,
in Germany.
Do.
I was being handed to another family just because of my love of sausage. I appreciate that they like that food, but they might hate everything else about me, or likewise me them, and it's hardly like that can all be sorted over sausage and mash. We arrived in Germany, and things did not get off to a great start. Whereas everyone else had their new families meet them at the airport, I was instructed to get a train to a town I was told was nearby to meet them.
Oh.
I wasn't impressed.
So they couldn't be bothered to come and pick you up?
Well, for one reason or another, they couldn't. I never really understood why.
Everyone else got met at the airport?
Yeah. All around me, it was like scenes from Love Actually. All my mates were getting hugs off the German families. It was like I wasn't wanted. Luckily, my mate Paul was in the same situation, so we made our way to catch a train to the nearby town. I can't remember the name of it, but the journey took longer than first expected.
I was greeted at our destination by my new German mother. Our German teacher...
She's not your mum.
Well, like foster mum, I guess.
She's not.
Well, she is. For
she
a
isn't.
Week.
She isn't, though. She's someone else's mum.
Yeah, but for that week, she had to pretend to be my mum, didn't she? Because that's the point of the exchange, just swapping
not,
sons.
No, it's not role play. It's not like that... What's that programme on TV on Channel 4 where the wife swap? It's not that. It's not acting. You're just going to stay there as a guest. You don't have to pretend to be their son.
You didn't do that, did you?
Well, I think I did, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you start calling our mum
and
then
dad? I'm just trying to remember what the German for mother
Mutti,
is.
Oh, Mutti,
Mutti.
Mutti? Yeah.
I thought that was her name.
No, that's mother. Mum, isn't it?
Mutti.
Mutti, Mutti.
That was her name.
I'm sure Mutti means mum.
That was her name.
No, it wasn't her name.
Mutti.
Well, then she's Mutti, Mutti.
No, she's not going to be called Mum, Mum, is she?
Did I think her name was Mum then, when...
You were called... What's happened here?
Mutti, that's her name.
No, it's not.
You called her Mum a week. You called her Mum a week. That would freak me out if I was her.
Yeah, Mum.
Brilliant, so...
You were led to believe that was her name.
Yeah.
It wasn't, that's just the German for Mum.
I wonder what her name was then.
I don't know. Anyway, Mum.
I was greeted at our destination by my new German mother. Our German teacher had told all the German families to speak in German to us so we could learn. I wasn't in the mood for this. I'd had a long journey and was hungry. After a quick Guten Tag, we headed back to the house. To be fair, the following week was good fun. I got on all right with my German exchange. I just thought he was a bit weird. He was obsessed with a band called Rammstein, especially a song called Here Comes Die Sonne, which he would play quite a lot. It freaked me out quite a bit.
They're huge in Germany.
I've got a clip of it here. You'll like this movie.
Oh, God. How often would he play this?
He played this all the time. It did my head in.
Wow.
Have a listen to this chorus. It's vicious.
Come on!
So you got to see, I had to wake up to this every morning.
First thing.
Harsh.
Whoa.
That's all a bit too much, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
No. His family were pretty cool. Didn't have a clue what they were going on about, but we did a few good things. Went to see a parade, went for a trip down the river, and ate a lot of Bockwurst.
What?
It's a German sausage, I think.
Bockwurst?
I think it means Brockwurst.
I thought it was Bratwurst.
No, I think that's a curried sausage.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. But I could never live in Germany, could I?
Bratwurst?
What's Bratwurst?
That's what I said.
That's a sausage.
Bratwurst, standard sausage. So what's Bockwurst? What was I eating?
Bockwurst is another sort of sausage.
It's actually sheep's testicles. I've just looked it up.
Bockwurst?
Yeah.
Oh, this is an education, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chicken or even horse meat.
You're joking me.
No. In northern Germany, there's also a version made from fish.
Why didn't you go along with the sheep thing? I had him there.
It's made from every animal.
Oh, horse isn't that great, Scott.
Pork, lamb, turkey, chicken and horse.
Well, I ate a lot of that. A couple of weeks later, it was time for the return leg. My German exchange arrived in Britain. Despite me urging my parents to let him make his own way, they insisted we picked him up from the airport.
Boo.
My mum was well excited about having a German exchange round. She loved the whole cultural thing. I had to share my room with him, and my family looked after him really well. Proper nice dinners were cooked every night. He had to come to school with me, and I even took him to a Watford game. I remember getting annoyed when he wouldn't chant. On one of the days, my aunt took me and Andreas into London to go visit a few of the tourist sites and get a bit of food.
I think I'd got a bit fed up of spending all week carting him around everywhere, like a German shadow. And things built up and boiled over during one incident at Trafalgar Square. I was happily trying to mount a lion when I turned around to see him running round Trafalgar Square. He was trying to kick the pigeons. I lost it. How dare he kick our pigeons? I had a right go at him. I was a patriotic 15-year-old, and looking back, I'm not really sure why I stuck up for the pigeons, but it felt like my duty to my country at the time.
The great British pigeon.
I can believe it. He was just running round.
Coming over here, kicking our pigeons.
I think by then it had all just... He'd got a bit too much with the whole Ramstein and horse Bockwurst.
You were ready to blow, weren't you?
I was just annoyed and, yeah, I saw him kicking a pigeon, just went for him. Looking back, maybe I was a bit harsh. My family loved him, and I... Sorry, Becky.
Were you shouting at him from the top of a lion?
Well, I was on top of the lion.
Because I quite like that imagery of you, like, astride a lion going, Oi, Andreas, no!
Oi. Stop kicking the pigeons!
Yeah.
He was, yeah, so I would have been on top of the lion. In fact, I remember it well, because they're quite difficult to scale.
They're really hard. They're, like, really tall.
Are you allowed to mount them?
I'm not
entirely sure. Yeah, it's all good. They look smaller on TV. But you go there, they're quite hard to get up, but they're quite difficult to get down as well. You sort of got to slide off. So I obviously saw him kicking the pigeons, must have shouted, of course, and then chased him.
I'm not convinced you're allowed to go on him.
No, I don't think you are.
Are you not?
No. I thought that's what the fourth plinth was for.
You're definitely not allowed on the fourth plinth.
You are if you make an appointment, aren't you?
No, you've got to be an exhibit. You've got to be one of the exhibits to be on the fourth plinth, I think.
You've researched this, haven't you?
Well, because I'd quite like to be an exhibit.
What are you going to do on the fourth plinth? You have thought about this.
Yeah, really.
You have thought about this.
I heard what happens is you get... What they do is they choose different people to spend, like, half a day on the fourth plinth demonstrating, I don't know, blowing up balloons and stuff like that, stuff that the public want to see.
Right. So what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know, really. I suppose there's a number of things I could do on the fourth plinth.
Oh, yeah? You said that in a real, like, way.
The public really want to see people blowing up balloons.
I don't know, actually. I'm struggling to think of exactly what I could do on the fourth plinth that would be so impressive.
Anyway, back to the story.
Ultimately, my German exchange experience was a positive one. And it's an ambition of mine to go back to Germany one Oktoberfest.
Oh, you can see Mutti again.
I can't believe this Mutti stuff. I've obviously got that wrong, haven't I?
Do you still have Mutti's details? Maybe we...
Promised, Andreas.
Maybe we should track Andreas down and you could officially apologise.
Wow. I've always wondered what he'd be up to.
Put it to bed a bit, you know?
I haven't even looked on Facebook or anything like that to try find him.
I really hope that Andreas is doing exactly the same thing on some German radio station, just telling the story.
Yeah.
Fearn's fancy gear at the tap end.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we're doing our best bits all this week. This is Scott Mills. Every Tuesday, you know by now that we do innuendo bingo on the show, but because it's best bits week, do you remember when we tried to do it in public? We just changed it up a bit and we sent Chris... to the pub near Radio 1. Let's head to the pub. No idea why we're playing this music. Obviously, they do have pubs in Germany. But also here in the UK. And Chris is there right now. Hello, Chris.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, are you? You don't sound
I'm
best right. pleased.
It's just a bit busier than I thought it was going to be, that's all.
Well, it's kind of after work time now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of big groups of people sitting around, but...
Okay. So, where are you sat in this pub near Radio 1? Where are you right now?
Well, there's a bit of a queue at the bar, so what I've done is I've just taken the next table nearest to the bar. That's all right?
Okay.
Well, you want me to go to the bar?
I really would.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... Oh, hang on.
Please.
Squeeze in.
Just squeeze in.
Sorry, mate.
People like it when you're pushing at the bar, don't they?
Yeah. So, okay. You're at the bar now, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, we're about to make innuendo bingo public. We've got some clips. What happens is you sip your drink, hold it in your mouth, I play something funny, you either laugh and break, or you manage to keep it in.
I haven't got a bucket. I haven't got anything here.
Well, that's all right. Just do it over the bar.
Okay. Right.
Okay. What drink have you got?
I've got myself a beer. Is that all right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. That's what the money was for that I gave you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you're at the bar now.
I'm at the bar, yeah.
Are the people next to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so If you could just take your first sip of beer, please.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Picture the scene. Chris is in a busy pub. It's after work on a Tuesday evening. He's now got a... got a large amount of beer in his mouth.
Well, I'll take it now, yeah?
Yeah. Prove it, it's in there, please. Can you do a little gargle?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
As you do in the pub? So there's people around him, and we're about to play innuendo bingo. The stakes are high. Okay. You ready? Okay. Here we go, then. This one from Help My House Is Falling Down. Loads of people suggested this one. Thanks for suggesting these. We like it when you do that.
Letty sent this in, Alex, and Suzanne off of Hinckley near Leicester. Thank you.
You ready? Here we go. Here we go. From Help My House Is Falling Down.
Wow, this is fantastic. When you're a bloke who looks at cracks, look at the width of that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry. Oh, Scott, I'm going to have to go. I don't know how I can stay.
It's fine.
I'm so sorry, mate.
Oh, no. Who did it... Was that to your left?
Hang on one sec.
Your left or your right?
Get rid of the bar towel, please.
I'm so sorry, mate. Okay, I'm going to...
Oh, this has gone wrong.
No, stay. We've got more to get through.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
Give me a minute. Yeah. Okay, Scott, I think we might have to hurry with this.
Okay. All right, next one, then. It's from... Front Row on BBC Radio 4, sent in by...
Tom off Maidstone. Yeah.
All right. Ready? Go on. Still at the bar, yeah? Okay.
Aim the same way.
Here we go.
So I knew what they were trying to do, but certainly in that respect, that was just stupid.
Also, amazingly, he's an unconvincing drunk, which is a paradox of acting. Thank you to Mark Eccleston. The Beaver opens across the country on Friday...
Okay.
The Beaver opens across the country on Friday.
You all right there, Chris?
Okay.
All right.
Is he not wondering what on earth you're doing? I love it. You're just like trying to play it really cool. But
what are people doing around you?
I've just stepped back. The guy at the bar in front of me has just moved away.
Okay.
But I think the problem is I can see him from the other side of the bar. He's pointing towards me.
Oh. Pointing and laughing or pointing and cross?
He's not. I don't think he's best pleased.
Oh, okay, good. Right, let's carry on with this then. Just a couple more.
This next one is amazing.
Yeah, this is a real life innuendo bingo.
Yeah, this is from Rob's mate's wedding.
Okay.
All right, so Rob's mate's wedding, and this happened. Is this in the church?
In the actual church, yeah.
Okay, ready? Beer, please.
Hang on. Scott, I'm going to have to move around quickly. One sec.
Okay. This is all very uncomfortable, isn't it?
Do I have to be out the bar? Is this
you
the
can,
rule?
If it's getting uncomfortable, you can move.
Is it one more?
We've got a few to get through, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
All right.
Okay.
I'll go to... All right, okay.
Okay. Right? Right. Beer? Here it is, from the wedding.
Merci for blessings of eternal luck. So, Chris... and Danielle has survived all those preparations for marriage. Had a few tears and a slightly sticky ring that everybody went really well.
Hello?
Oh, mate, I can't hear it.
Oh, yeah, it was quite difficult to hear.
Had
a few tears and a slightly sticky ring that everybody went really well.
Never mind about that one. That was a good one, though. Bit weird
sorry,
quality.
Mate.
That's all right.
I think we're good. Carry on.
Okay.
No, we're all right.
Is there an altercation?
No, it's fine. I think it's fine.
Okay, cool. All right, then. Someone says they're in the bar that you're in.
In the bar?
Might
just be a different man spitting in.
Classic.
The pub.
I'm in that pub right now. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Right, okay. Let's go over to Crime Watch Roadshow on the TV.
Sarah sent this in.
You ready? Beer. And go.
This is my home, my castle. They better bring an army.
We'll find out what happened when Wayne tackled those intruders with his tackler later in the programme. Now it's back to Rav. We'll find out what happened when Wayne tackled those intruders with his tackler.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Rita.
Tina, love, there's a young man to see you.
If it's Graham, let him in.
Do you want to be alone?
Do you mind?
Are you all right?
I'll tell you in 15 minutes.
Right, well, I'll go and relieve Norris for a little while.
Thanks, Rick.
Right, well, I'll go and relieve Norris for a little while.
There it goes.
Okay.
Okay, run!
Okay.
Run,
sorry,
run,
mate,
run.
I'm so sorry.
Run!
Okay, I'm
bye.
I'm
love you, bye. Okay, bye.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1